Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
I was just doing a little mic check. Coming to you once again. It's finally happening again. And it's going to be a gas because we are back at Helium in St. Louis. St. Louis Galleria, tucked in back behind the Weber Grill restaurant. And this mic feels sketchy to me, but I think it's okay so far. It's Saturday, Ragnar October 7th, 2017, and I feel like your name tag game is going to be strong, St. Louis. Oh, no! I got to remember to record the selection process. This is pretty awesome. But right up front, Nate also loves movies, has attached all of his receipts from going to movies. These are all from this year?
No.
Just from all time?
5 years.
5 years. But how many receipts are on there? I loved how you were like going to look and start counting. Let me just double check. What's the most recent one? What's the most recent receipt?
Kingsman,
the Golden Circle. Yeah. Nobody gets peed on at all. I don't even know why they called it. I don't know why they called it that. But thanks for doing that, Nate. Have I seen that before?
I usually make the clay guys.
You make all the little clay dudes.
So
you just made one of me hanging on to all the receipts in a hoodie. Some fucked up eyes. Good job, Nate. What else do we got over here? We got Dustin who? What in Loathing in Las Vegas?
Floyd.
Your name's Floyd? Last name. Magic Mike, that was an easy one. Baxter to the Future took a little bit more effort, and congratulations to both of you for knowing that I enjoy Tito's vodka. But unfortunately, I don't pick the name tag. Oh, I have a strong feeling this Tom Petty album cover is going to get picked. And you changed it from Southern what to Southern Anthony?
Accents.
Southern accents to Southern Anthony. All right. It's probably happened once or twice before, but it's rather unusual. Juralex Park? Juralex. I really thought I might be talking to someone named Juralex. Burn After Reading. Is your first name R-E-I-D? Reed? Okay, very good. Lots of great ones, you guys. Doc Mollywood. It might be one of the biggest ones. I think that wins for the biggest. I don't know if that's going to count for anything. Why didn't you like make name tags? Too busy getting tats? I get it. All right. Thanks for bringing those, you guys, and good luck to everybody. Doug Plugs. I will be doing 12 Guests of Christmas shows in Los Angeles this year, and they're both on sale, as well as the two at the Gramercy in New York City. And so go snap those up because they should go quick. And all of my dates and deets are at DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com! Yeah!
Holy shit. From the corrections department, Willem Dafoe isn't in Rescue Dawn or 8 Million Ways to Die, but he is in Nymphomaniac 2. And he is not a shithead. I just saw the Florida Project, and he's in that, and he's very good. He seems like a very nice man. Here's the stuff I brought for the good old prize bag. Somebody gave me a Star Wars pen. Yeah, that's probably the best thing in here, actually. I got a fortune cookie at P.F. Chang's. I got a copy of my CD promotional tool. This is kind of a little bit of a change of pace. It's a T-shirt not for Douglas Movies, but it's a Getting Doug with High T-shirt. Yeah, really small one, I think, so good luck with that. A Peacemaker pipe that hasn't been used at all because I brought two this trip. I'm getting ballsier, and a blue card from Getting Doug with High, and somebody came up to me the other night somewhere and said, hey, do you want a bottle opener? And I was like, okay, and it's got the name of a beer company on it. I'm not going to name the beer because they're not a sponsor. Plus, what a weird way to decide to drink a beer. Oh, I heard Doug say it. Didn't recommend it. He just said that it was on a... That thing is a bottle opener. And I also grabbed up some of these to give out in the weeks to come because I want people to be able to get my stuff for free whenever possible. A $10 gift card to iTunes to, you can buy anything you want with it. You can buy the latest Juice Newton, but the latest. There was this sketch on SNL a long time ago where it was about the mic just cut out on me for a second, but I think we're good. I think it's real sensitive, so I can't... There's going to be no yelling today on my part. My guests can yell all they want because they have corded microphones. They only have... What happened? Oh, they're just thanking the waiter. Waitress. Sorry. Sorry, nice lady. But anyway, it was the whole thing about how kids are addicted to video games, the ones you pay for, the ones you put quarters into. And there was a part of the bit where a man says to camera, you know, instead of spending money on video games, you could buy a Juice Newton album. And he pulls out a Juice Newton album. So I always love to reference that, but nobody knows what the fuck I'm talking about. But all of that is in the prize bag, plus stuff brought by my... We're talking three oldbies here, you guys, and a lot of you, your guesses were correct on your name tags, and also I probably leaked some of the names as well, and one of them is performing here this weekend, so you figured he's going to come by. Please give a big warm welcome to Josh Wolf, Jeff Tate, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lil Logan. Hey, guys.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, man.
Oh, okay. I thought we should probably have like a stool or something you guys could put stuff on, but...
That'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. Be nice.
All right, let me see if I can go find one.
Here, hold on. Hold this for a second, okay?
Backward? Yep.
I was just gonna take their tape.
What's happening right now?
All right, Jeff was doing a great bit that was all off mic. Hey, Doug's not here. I'm gonna get off mic as well. But yeah, I just went and grabbed you guys a stool. It was easy.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, bud.
Fun stuff though, Jeff. You're gonna have to try to rebound now though. Let's say hello to the fellas individually. It's our losingest contestant, Josh Wolf, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm curious, when did I get that title?
Oh, just between the three of you guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
You've owned that title.
Yeah.
When it comes to these two.
Yeah. I was listening to them... low-key compete in the great... You were, too. They would mention movies and be like, well, you saw that one, right? And they're like, of course I saw that. Did you see this? And I'm like, I have no fucking idea what either one of you are talking about.
Just a polite conversation about film.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm excited.
Josh, they were talking about Titanic.
Yeah,
you've heard of Titanic.
But I have to honestly tell you, I have never seen Titanic. I've never seen... Am I the only person who's ever seen Titanic?
I was just taking a shot, but I thought there was a chance you'd never seen it.
No, I've never seen Titanic. No, that's not my thing. But I've seen Fight Club about 30 times.
But when we were talking about Titanic, it was weird that you were like, what? What's that? What do you mean? A boat?
Yeah.
Like, that made you feel dumb. Was that a good rebound?
Was that your impersonation of me?
Yeah, it was spot on. Sincerest form of flattery.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Well, let's say hello to that flatterer. It's Jeff Tate, everybody. Hello. I think you're even in the same seat you were in the last time we were here.
Yeah, yeah. That,
that leaves Josh is in the meltdown seat.
Could happen.
That's where it happened, right there.
Is it?
Yeah, right where you're sitting.
And how was that when it was happening right next to you?
It was bad.
I'm in a rebound!
Yeah, it was really bad. But we got through it, and I think I'm even better friends now with Bert than I was before that happened. And we have more fun together now, too, because we understand each other better.
I haven't spoken to him since.
Sam, the man, Levine is here.
Thank you very much, St. Louis.
The littlest Logan of them all.
That's me.
And
not like that one picture that was on Twitter that literally 800 people tagged you and me in of that little kid dressed as Logan. Don't tell me you didn't see it.
I did. It was sweet.
Yeah. That's the littlest Logan.
That wasn't you?
Yeah, it was me.
But like, you know, all you got to do is shave strategically and you got a great Halloween costume.
Thanks, man. I did
that. It's coming up, dude.
I did it years ago. I shaved my beard into the Logan beard and took a picture in a tank top. And
did you?
I really want to see that picture.
That's his go-to when he's sexting.
Yeah. Yep. I'm going to tear you up, girl.
Yeah, so I've sexed you.
I got you a gift, girl. Yeah. A set of knives. Okay, so...
Mm-hmm.
What is that in that bowl in front of Sam?
This one right here?
Yeah.
Spinach dip.
It's what?
Spinach dip.
Spinach dip.
Spinach dip.
That huge bowl?
Yeah, it's never ending.
Well, what's in the other bowl?
Chips.
Okay, that's the bowl I meant.
Oh, yeah. I was like, that bowl's not that big, Doug. I don't know what you're talking about.
I was like,
regular size bowl. And you're like, that huge bowl? I'm like, it's this fucking big. What do you mean?
But Doug, yeah, those are generally called crocs in restaurants. They call it a croc. It's where you get your French onion soups and your spinach dips.
I just didn't know what was going on there, but I could use something to eat. No, that's, I'm not going
to. Do you want a croc of dip?
Sam Levine, thanks for coming all the way to St. Louis to join us today.
It's my pleasure to be here.
You've been here before?
I have been to the St. Louis before. I was here just about 6 weeks ago for that Eclipse business. Yeah, that's right. You guys owned that St. Louis. They don't applaud for it like that in New York. Nuh-uh.
Wait, so if you were standing in the right place, you could see the arch and the eclipse at the same time?
To be quite honest with you, I don't think so. I think you had to get a little further west of the city.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not true. No. Oh.
Someone is calling you a liar! You're a liar!
I don't know. I watched with...
Tell the truth!
All right. I did not watch it from the arch, so I could not say definitively. But the map that I was basing my decisions off of led me to believe I had to go west.
Okay.
Young man.
Have you been inside the arch?
You know, I have not.
It's weird.
Yeah.
There's like a Wonka Vader in there. Yeah. Because you can't go straight up or straight down.
Yeah. No. No.
It's also one of those things where you're like, I can't wait to get up the top. You get up the top, you're like, all right, let's go. You know, there's nothing like
it. I feel a little claustrophobic.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I thought the view would be spectacular, yeah. But instead it's just weird.
Time to go.
Yeah. It's like looking at the arch and be in it.
All like, I know, if I get up to the top of the arch and there's not a sign that tells me exactly where John Hamm grew up, I'm going to be very upset.
I have that information for you.
Okay, cool.
Oh, you do know?
No.
Oh. No. Does anyone know like where his childhood home is? It's in Kirkwood?
Where they make all the vacuums.
All right, Jeff, I'm going to give you one more. Turn into Mark Wahlberg. You get one. all right, so I got my typical questions for you guys, starting with who wants to talk about their prize bag stuff first?
I will.
What'd you bring?
Well, as usual, I forgot to bring something.
So is that for reals?
Yeah.
You and I were even hanging out last night.
Mm-hmm. I know what I did last night. Yeah, I know. I'm well aware. Yeah. So
I should have said something, but that probably wouldn't have worked anyway.
I have some silverware.
That's stainless steel, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, hey, listen, guys.
Yeah.
I have some organic seaweed. I have some,
I hate that processed seaweed.
It's sea salt flavor.
I really like it to be organic.
I have that I found in the lobby of the hotel. I don't even know what turmeric is, but there's two boosts. I also have some almond butter. And just in case anybody's looking for shit to do in St. Louis.
Pamphlets.
I have some pamphlets to Six Flags and...
The Magic House.
Magic House, which was my nickname in high school. And The Arch, just in case you wanted to go down there, dude.
Are you staying at like a vegan Airbnb?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
That's exactly where I'm staying. So.
How is that better than the vacuums thing?
Which one?
Who cares? Your best is
so
hard.
So here's the. I really feel like this. I nailed it. And there you go.
Yeah, that's really. I mean, somebody could live for a week on all this.
You won't enjoy it, but you'll stay alive.
That's my.
It'll be a real fucking drag of a week, but you won't die, and that's.
That's good.
That's good.
What do you got, Jeff?
I have a Stormtrooper bobblehead.
Sweet. Do you know which one it is?
What do you mean? Like, who is inside?
Could it be... Maybe Finn is in it. Maybe it's when he's in disguise.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean to point this out, but that is a Cincinnati Reds bobblehead.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely sounds like an accident. Like, the way you pointed that out really felt non-intentional.
It's a Sturgeon standing on a baseball. Does that make any sense at all?
I mean, it is a Cincinnati Reds thing, but I've been to St. Louis before, and they hate everything.
Yeah.
Like, when you go, oh, it's a Cincinnati Reds thing, I would just assume people would boo. Like, they don't realize that everybody hates baseball, so you might as well at least be like, hey, we could at least talk about baseball instead of being like, my team has a different red hat.
Can I say something?
No.
I don't think you answered his question at all. He said, why is it standing on a baseball? And then you said something completely different in return.
All right, Josh.
It's
called pivoting.
Pivoting, got it.
I feel like you are hectoring The Witness. And I have The Nice Guys novelization of the movie The Nice Guys. It's about not Josh. It's about two guys who aren't Josh Wolf.
I was going to read a line from the book, but it bored me the second I started looking at it. I saw the movie. I'm good. I don't need to have a guy write a book about the movie.
Well, I mean, I brought that from home. I didn't get it in the green room.
Oh. Like, shots fired.
Okay.
Sam, always the most thoughtful.
I don't know. I certainly did not expect anyone to read or eat seaweed, so I brought the entire first season of Amazon's Goliath on DVD.
Yeah, one person clapping over there. Good luck in getting that. Do you have a name tag? The guy who was clapping? I thought that guy was clapping.
Oh, all right. The entire first season of Amazon's Mad Dogs, which I actually have seen and can highly recommend. Yeah.
There's a big Sammy the Seal is over there.
Yeah. And Doug, earlier this year, you and I were up at the Traverse City Film Festival, and they included a DVD of a film, I think, called That One Summer, starring Ernest Borgnine. So I now give this to you.
Yeah, I gave mine away too.
Yep.
Went right into the prize bag.
Finally, because who does not want this? A beer koozie that was a promotional item from the film Logan Lucky, that has the film's logo on one side and a picture of Daniel Craig in a prison uniform on the other. And you will be the envy of all your drinking buddies. And those are my gifts for the prize bag.
Pass that bag down, too. We need that bag. We need this flimsy bag to put all the stuff in. So somebody's going to win all that stuff tonight. I already saw the name tags. You guys are going to have quite a difficult decision ahead of you today. Lots of good ones out there. I wonder if this cutlery is going to go straight through this plastic bag. It's probably going to be pretty dangerous for whoever wins. Put this bobblehead right on top of it. All right. Josh, what was the last movie you saw? Did you not think that question was coming this time?
No, that was the last. I saw it too. It's called.
Well, did the last? Because I forget. Did I say it last time I was here?
Probably.
So still it. It is still the last movie that I saw, except in my hotel. I'm sorry, that's not true. I watched Captain America Civil War because I was high as shit and wanted to go to sleep.
How long did it take?
Probably 37 minutes. Long enough to get the quesadilla. You ever get in your hotel and you order food and then you're just trying to stay awake for the quesadilla?
They're not all comics, Josh.
Oh, yeah.
Like, these are just regular people.
Right, I've so you lead that. Normal lives. Okay. So you don't wake up with chicken wings under your pillows? That doesn't happen to you guys? Yeah.
You You guys ever accidentally Uber Eats to your home address because you forget to reset it to whatever hotel you're in tonight, and then your food shows up and your brother calls you because it's 12:30 in the morning and the door's knocking and the dog's going crazy? You guys don't do that? Anyway, Civil War. That's the last movie.
Yeah. So Civil War. Yeah, that's the answer to that question.
Okay. 37 minutes of Civil War.
Yeah.
So you didn't get to the part where they all fought each other.
No, I did not. But I have seen the movie
that
before.
That part's really good.
Yeah, I have seen the movie before, and I like the movie a lot. Like I said, I was really just focusing on the quesadilla and what it was going to take to stay awake for that.
Yeah.
And I did it, everybody, just in case anyone was curious. Yep.
Did you have to pay for the movie?
Yeah, I did. I paid for the movie. Don't know.
Yeah, because I guess since he's only waiting for food and then going to sleep, he didn't want to pay for something that he had never seen before.
Yeah.
Then you're going to have to pay for it twice.
No, do you know how that movie works?
You want to watch the rest of it?
You press pause, and you wake up the next day, and you watch Captain America Civil War with what's left of your quesadilla.
Did you do that today?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
you did?
I did, yeah.
Well, why not say that I watched the rest of... Why tell us about the first part and leave us... You watched the whole thing. You just finished it today.
A lot of holes in your story, Josh.
I guess that's true. I did watch because I
think you slipped out to murder someone. And this watching this movie is your alibi.
Yeah,
I'll order stuff in my room and then I'll go murder somebody and come back and get the stuff and no one will know I left.
Yeah, no, I did finish today. And I can watch superhero movies over and over and over and over again just because it's easy to turn off my brain and just enjoy what I'm looking at. Yeah. So I do that a lot.
Yeah, that's a fun one to do that. I've watched it on planes a few times.
Yeah, I have to.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I sell all my stand-up shows, too. Like, just come on down to my show. It's easy. You turn off your brain and just enjoy what you're looking at.
Yeah, just take it all in.
Drink it in, yeah.
Gulp.
That 100% would have worked better if I said it was about your shows, but only because you're better looking. And then when I leave it to me to be the good-looking part of that bit, it doesn't work.
No, that was all the humor. It was right there. You nailed it. So what did you see? I think I know the answer.
Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was fantastic.
People are loving it.
Yeah.
It was great. I really loved it. Yeah.
Are there boring parts?
No, not really, no.
Because it's 2 hours and 45 minutes long.
See, I didn't know that when I went in. And I'm glad I didn't because I would not have seen it. That is way too long to be at the movies. For one movie.
But you told me you're planning to see it again.
I will see it again, and I might even see it in 3D because it was gorgeous. And I usually 3D, I don't want to put in the effort of sitting up straight the whole time.
Do you have to sit up straight?
It doesn't work if you slouch?
It doesn't work?
No,
I don't think
that. Is that why 3D movies suck for
me? Yeah.
You have to
have good posture?
You have to keep the fucking glasses like level with the screen.
Have you ever worn glasses in your life? You know how they work?
Hey, Eclipse guy, is that true or not? No idea.
I say not true.
No idea. He says not true. I'm with him.
How do you know what kind of car that guy has?
Who the fuck is that guy? We only know about him because he called you out for being wrong. Why are you on his side
now? He's the voice of reason, apparently.
Doug, I probably shouldn't do this show in St. Louis anymore. Maybe it's me. Maybe I bring a weird energy or something. Anyway, the movie was great. And also, every movie with Harrison Ford in it is amazing now that I know he's always stoned.
What? What do you mean?
What I mean is, did you hear all the words I said?
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Harrison, how do you know he's always stoned? That's what I mean. How do you know he's always stoned?
It's like Hollywood gossip.
It's everybody says that about him.
Okay,
know?
So you made fun of me, but you really don't know?
No, I do. Like, I know how. I just don't. It was like somebody I know was on that Frank Caliendo TV show, which had the same one of the crew members worked on Cowboys and Aliens. And apparently, Harrison Ford just walks around chain-smoking joints and then stepping on them. And then he's got somebody that picks him up. And saves him. And Greg Proops told that story on Getting Dug with High about how he had the same driver for Phantom Menace that Harrison Ford had for Empire Strikes Back, and he would just smoke weed the whole way to the studios in London.
You're making it sound like there's drivers whose only job is to escort people that are in Star Wars films. Those movies were made so far apart and they had the same driver. Now look whose story isn't holding up.
Hey, listen. It sounds like your beef is with Greg Proops. He's the one that told that story.
He wasn't in a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, he was.
He was in The Phantom Menace. God Star Wars it. Episode 1 Phantom
I
Menace.
I should probably see those films.
You're stupid.
I mean, even if you see it, you might not recognize him. He's like a voice of an alien.
Oh, he's a voice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he had to do that thing where he sat there with all the points of light or whatever on his face with the other guy, Scott...
Pilgrim.
Yes. Scott Pilgrim is the other voice. Cool. Sam, what was the last movie you saw?
I also saw a Marvel film. I finally saw Wonder Woman. No, wait, that's DC. Sorry, guys, not my genre.
Yeah, that was a close one.
Yeah.
You corrected yourself pretty quickly.
Oof.
Yeah. You like it?
Yeah, it's an enjoyable film. Again, not my genre.
Right, you prefer men?
I prefer my Wonder Woman to be...
to be You're like, why isn't this Wonder Man?
Yeah. Yep.
That'd be a great movie. Like, he wears the same outfit, but it's a dude.
Yep.
I'm sure, like, Kelsey Grammer is already making that motherfucker.
Kelsey
Grammer?
Yeah, he's one of those fucking right-wing men's right dumb fucks, right? He's one of those shitheads.
I don't know. I can't keep track of them anymore. Seems like they get rich in Hollywood, and that turns them conservative.
James Woods is Wonder Man.
James Woods says he's retiring from film.
And what was weird is
he wants to concentrate on like the weirdest hobbies.
In that same article, it was like James Woods is retiring from film and selling his Rhode Island home. I was like, wait a minute, do I not understand how show business works?
That's how they found out he's retiring, because in the listing for the home, it says the owner of the home is retiring.
Yeah, you have to tell people in Rhode Island if someone died or if there's a ghost or if you're just moving because you retired. It's Rhode Island real estate law, Sam.
That all makes sense now.
And it does seem weird, though, that those go back to back. He's retiring and selling his home in Rhode Island. Like, that seems, none of them, they don't seem to match at
that
all.
That is a non sequitur right there.
Did you have a house in
Rhode Island? Well, he's getting rid of a lot of his houses so that he'll have money to sit around and not be working anymore.
Defend himself against all those fucking lawsuits or whatever.
Well, also, it does feel like he wants to get off the grid because Amber Tamblyn came at him so hard. Good for her.
Yeah, damn right.
If I met a 15-year-old Amber Tamblyn, I'd ask her to go to Vegas. I'd be like, Joan, hop in my ark. She is famous, but I've never seen her in anything, pretty much. Because I haven't seen the Fantastic Pants movies. The girls with the fantastic pants, what is that called?
Captain Underpants.
The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
The Sisterhood. Yeah, yeah.
The Sisterhood of the Ya-Ya Pants.
That's it. Yeah. I can't believe that never came up on Build a Title, by the way. The Divine Secrets of the Ya-Ya Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants is...
I think it might have.
Oh, I'm sure it has at some point, right?
Makes sense.
But she was on a couple episodes of Todd Margaret, for obvious reasons.
Because she's married to Todd Margaret.
Exactly. I assume you saw that, no?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm sure I've seen her in something, and she's a good actress, but I didn't watch that show because it was on Friday nights and it was about religion.
Which one?
The show she was in, Joan of Arcadia. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I bought that movie Be Cool because every time James Woods tweets something terrible, I watch the first 2 minutes because he dies. I spent $10
that
I
is
can calm
the most
myself down.
passive aggressive shit I have ever heard in my entire life.
Hey, Jeff, let me help you out. He gets beat up pretty bad in Casino.
Yeah.
All right. Casino.
That's like, writing it down.
That's like the beginning of Death Becomes Her when, like, disgusting Goldie Hawn is watching on rewind Meryl Streep's character getting strangled in that movie. That's a very specific thing I just referenced. And I understand that. But for the four people at home listening, they are howling right now.
One of those four had better be Goldie Hawn.
Yeah. Okay, so they're remaking it, by the way, Death Becomes Her. But here, let me...
God damn it.
I got a quick question I'm going to ask Siri. Hey, Siri. She said hello. What movies does James Woods die in?
I found quite a number of James Woods movies.
Yeah, but which ones does he die in?
I found quite a number of movies matching Giant.
That's what Star Trek needed more of. Their shit not working exactly right. Like, you never saw the captain just going, no, which ones does he die in? Die!
And you only see him walk into those doors in outtakes. But you know they can't always time it right. All right. I got one more question for you guys before we get to the next part of the show, and that is, it's the month of October. Yeah. People love it. Especially around here, you're like, oh, it's great. The winter's almost here. Can't wait to get that back again.
Getting in the last week into shorts right here. Just like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah, it's not that warm out, really. No. But they got the shorts. And it's raining. But, Josh, do you enjoy horror films on occasion?
Yeah, I like them a lot.
Can you recommend one for the Halloween season? Because people... you know, come at me on the internet saying, Doug, I want to watch a scary movie. I'm like, I don't know.
Well, for me, what scares me the most is any kind of demon exorcism shit. That scares
And I could give a fuck.
So the
that stuff does not bother me at all.
What was that called? The Exorcism of Emily Rose?
That that's pretty, she's all...
Movie scared the shit out of me.
So I would say that. I would also recommend that I watched The Conjuring by myself at my house the other night. Don't fucking do that. That was a really bad idea. But for me, The Exorcism of Emily Rose is the one.
Yeah, but also you have so many dolls in your living room. That's probably why it was extra creepy. Yeah.
He lives in the house from the
what
Conjuring.
What did you say, Sally?
Yeah.
But I would say that.
Who's Sally?
Sally's my main doll.
Sally from A Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. The demon stuff doesn't scare you?
No.
What stuff scares you?
Like, The Exorcist is an effective movie because it's just so fucked up what's happening with this little girl, and the acting is so good, and it's very dramatic, but I don't find it scary.
So what kind of stuff...
And it's the scariest one that I can recall.
What scares you? Any of that stuff?
I'm mostly, just waiting to be grossed out all the time when I'm watching these movies. Or, like, in the case of if a horror movie comes out and it's PG-13, I'm like, what's even going to happen that an adult man is going to be afraid of?
Right.
You know, what am I going to walk away from this movie being scared about?
Yeah.
Which is so funny because I went to it kind of grudgingly because I thought it was PG-13. I just assumed because it's such a gold mine to be PG-13. That's what's so great about this movie breaking all the records is it's, again, fuck you, people that think you know in Hollywood how things work.
Yep.
An R-rated horror film can make a lot of money.
Yeah, hell yeah, yeah, yeah.
The most money of any R-rated horror film of all time at this point.
But I think what that shows also is that people not only want to get scared, but people value a story. And that movie had a story.
Well, that's what happened is like, the youngsters make horror movies the number one movie every weekend because on Friday night it'll do great business. And then probably Saturday. And by the time word of mouth gets out or new stuff opens the next weekend, people move on.
Right.
So they just in and out. But it, like, is got so much of value to it, mainly characters that you care about that are interesting and funny.
Yep, I agree.
You know?
I agree.
Most horror movies, it's all about the premise and the people don't matter at all. And that's, I get bored with that.
Well, that's why I don't like those Saw movies and things like that, because it doesn't really
matter. Who's getting fucking tied up and tortured. They're not an interesting person.
No.
And then you got to watch them get, you know, their brain hacksawed, you know?
But that's why I don't care.
Did you guys see Saw? I never saw Saw.
See Saw.
I saw Saw 2.
You didn't see Saw?
I never saw Saw, but I saw Saw 2.
I would see Saw.
I saw Saw 2 3 times.
Why?
That was just the next part of the bit.
Yeah, no. Because 3 was after 2, I think is why he said
you
that.
You should have said 4.
4 at what? Yeah.
For you know, what all these jokes are Hacksaw Ridge.
Oh, I've seen Exorcism.
What's the new Saw called? It's called Hacksaw or
Jigsaw.
Jigsaw. There you go.
Switchback.
But in this one, he just forces people to put together puzzles.
Puzzles, yeah.
It's like
good luck with this mountain vista. Dear Helium Comedy Club of St. Louis, may I have, and also, I gotta thank the Helium Comedy Clubs because they always paint the wall so that I don't forget what city I'm in. But, in Portland, it's a drawing of a guy on a bike getting hit by a car.
In Philadelphia, it's a guy driving a car hitting a guy on a bike.
In Buffalo. So...
It's just 3 frozen homeless people, dead from exposure. Oh yeah, go to Buffalo, save them. You're the ones who are just at the mall.
Jeff, I'm in the middle of composing a letter. Dear Helium, it's St. Louis. May I please have another Tito's and soda? Thank you very much. Sincerely, me. Isn't that cute when people say me at the end of a letter? Adorable. Jeff, horror movies? You're stroking your beard like you might have a good one for us.
Oh, I'd do that. I wasn't even...
You do that anyway, but it was still fun to
bring
up.
Here's one. It's called Housebound. It's from New Zealand, and it's fucking great. It's really fucking cool. It's like scary and weird and fun. And
I saw it, and I agree with you that that's another case where the characters are interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't like all the direct everywhere that it went, but I watched the whole thing and I thought it was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Housebound. Can sit
Housebound.
Through.
That's Is it still on Netflix?
I mean, I don't know. It's probably on one.
That's
of
where
them.
I saw it.
I saw it on Netflix also.
Okay. Sam?
I too will go with a foreign film, a Japanese film called Audition.
That's some fucked up shit
right
there.
That's some fucked up shit right there, yeah.
You've seen it? See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, to me, the scariest stuff is just when shit gets too fucked up. There's this new Stephen King adaptation that's on Netflix starring Carla Gugino and... what's his name?
Bruce Greenwood.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is fucking violent as fuck. Like, it is really upsetting how violent it is.
I might be thinking of a different movie.
What are you guys talking about?
I thought Bruce Greenwood was the guy who sang Proud to Be an American.
No. Yeah, he sang it right before he drove that bus full of school kids off the bridge in the Sweet Hereafter.
But he goes, no, that's lingering.
I got it.
Bruce Greenwood does tend to play the president a lot.
He's played the president a few times. And at the Q&A, when I saw Gerald's game at Fantastic Fest, they had a Q&A where he was there. And that came up, and he says he doesn't think he's going to play a president ever again. He's decided he's had enough of it.
Did he sell his home in Rhode Island?
That's when you know he's serious, right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam,
so there
this
you
is,
go.
Once you buy a house in Rhode Island, you'll know that
I've made
you
it.
Made it.
I'm in. Yeah.
So those are your answers, people. If you're looking for some scary movies on Netflix or elsewhere, those are some options. I'll ask again as the month continues. But right now, we have to tell our good friend Bert Kreischer to turn off the show because it's time to say. Let the games begin! Name tags, step out of the shadows! Yeah, there's a lot of good ones today, guys. And we don't have any ads for this show, so we have to wait for you to figure this out. People are yelling. It's an excited crowd. If we get the house lights up a little bit, that'd be good. We'll just keep it like it is. There we go. Yeah, that's nice. I gotta get a shot of this. Josh! Pick me! Come on, Josh! You can do it, Josh! Sam, show me yours here. Oh, of course. That makes sense. Nice job, everybody. I got a nice little video of that. I'm going to post it on my Instagram.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. We never went to commercial, but we're still back nonetheless. Who are you playing for, Josh?
Brian,
should be right on there, yeah.
Brian J. Fox. He's got the Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf, and it's your face instead of Michael J. Fox. Reboot!
There we go.
I'd believe you in high school.
And there, I think that's it. Is that you right there?
Oh, it is. I'm the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever there's a full Doug, you turn into a, turn into a wolf.
That's funny. Yeah, there you go.
That'd be a good, you should do a, like a knockoff of that like for one of your album covers or a tour or something. Which reminds me, guys, are you having a conversation over there?
No.
I think you kind of are. I hear words coming out of both of your mouths. Have you ever been on stage when people are that close to you talking and you're trying to do something? Never happens, right? We good?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's that, it is this club.
What is that? Just,
what are you doing? Trying to talk to Josh. You really look like you're about to scream about rebounding. Josh has a very special date coming up where he's going to tape a...
I'm shooting a special.
A special.
In Boise on October 17th.
Yeah.
If anybody's listening in Boise.
I know we're far from Boise now, but I was just there. Jeff was just there, and we had a marvelous time.
Yeah, and it's only $10 tickets if anybody's listening in Boise, and all the money goes to a local charity. So there you go.
Very cool.
Nice.
And it's at the Knitting Factory if you're listening. There you go.
Thank you very much. People will figure it out. Yeah. Yeah, we'll plug it at the end too, but I just wanted to get that out there.
Thank you.
And I also just wanted to have a reason to yell at Jeff. Who are you playing for?
Nate. His name's Nate.
Yeah, and he made an amazing board with all of the receipts from many movies he's seen over the years.
Holy
but
shit.
But this is all like, he's got one of these over here.
Yeah, we discussed all of this already.
Well, I was in the back, remember?
Yeah. You weren't in a soundproof booth. But yeah, he made a little clay, Doug. He used to make the entire whole cast of the shows with like 12 people. And good job, Nate.
It's pretty amazing.
But you're wearing a Tom Petty shirt, Jeff.
Yeah.
So do you know what you overlooked?
I overlooked that Tom Petty album right there.
Yeah, why didn't you pick that?
Because I already signed that album. That's my signature on it.
When I looked at it, I didn't even question that there was like writing all over it.
It was after Cheeseburger Gate.
It was after Cheeseburger Gate. And this
were
guy
they
also
hamburgers
has a,
or cheeseburgers?
They were cheeseburgers.
Cheese? Oh, so they probably tasted great on your way out that night. Because everybody, a lot of people got one.
There's probably some still in the freezer.
Who are you playing for, Sam?
I'm playing for Ian Glorious Bastards. Yeah, and Ian was kind enough to include something that looks like a jazz cigarette that says "For Doug and Friends." So I should probably hang on to this for you.
That's what was happening. You guys were discussing that and whether or not Jeff qualified as a friend.
That would have been better. I was just taking the tape off of it and. And Sam was like, I want to present it to Doug. And then that's what he did.
That's what happens when you're in class. You get caught by the teacher. When you're passing around a joint trying to decide what to do with it.
Here, Doug. I'm going to give this to you, though, Doug. You can decide who your friends are.
Okay.
Cool. I'll just hold on to it for you.
Okay. Thanks, friend. Yeah. That's nice. Thank you very much for bringing that. And thank you, Sam, for picking that name tag.
My pleasure.
That's a win-win right there. Mm-hmm. Okay, I prepared some games, and the first one that we're going to play today is, it's always a surprise to me, Alex's Jason and Deb's IMDb game.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
Did someone say, oh boy?
Yeah, me.
Oh, that was you. Oh.
That was him, into a microphone.
Oh, yeah. I was like, somebody's really loud out there. But that was you. Yeah, it makes sense. Yep.
Yeah.
It's a fun one, Josh. You know how it works. I'll start naming somebody's best known for at the top of their IMDb page, and you just buzz in with your own name when you think you know the answer. I think you've made some pretty ballsy plays in this game before.
It's really the only way.
See how you do today.
Yeah.
It's also the first game of the show, so you don't have to, not too much pressure. Kind of like a warm-up. Warm up your trivia brain.
I just want you to know I don't feel any pressure at all.
Me neither, by the way.
I do.
Who's best known for starts with True Lies? Somebody's snapping their fingers back there.
Josh.
Now, you know, I've tried to school you on buzzing in too early.
Is there something after True Lies?
Yeah, there's three more titles. Oh. But you can still go ahead and guess.
I'm not even sure I remember the movie, but...
Hit the ground running.
But...
You might want to try feeling some pressure.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with... Tom Arnold. Was he in that movie?
He was in that movie, but it's also not the correct answer. Okay.
Jeff.
But nice try. Oh, wow. Okay.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
That is correct.
Really? I thought that was going to be Halloween for her. Was she in Halloween?
Why are you doing this? Now Jeff gets three more bonus points.
Oh, shit.
Halloween. Trading Places and
Boniva
Halloween 2.
Boniva?
Yeah, what's
it? No, it's Activia.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah.
Boniva is Sally Field.
Oh, my bad. Yeah.
You're thinking of the Activia convention where they decided what you are and aren't allowed to do in war.
I don't get it. Trading Places and what else?
Halloween 2 and Halloween.
Okay. They went with, for their second one, was Halloween, the original. And then they went different than you, Jeff, after that. A Fish Called Wanda.
Yeah, fish.
And Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday.
Uh oh.
Did I turn it off? Wait, it might have just been me. Test, test. Hang on. We got backup.
Oh!
Hello, testing. Just chuck it.
Put it in the prize bag.
That one year, there was one year that, Don Rickles had a bad microphone on Comic Relief one year on HBO. It was like live everywhere and a big deal. And he had a bad microphone. A guy walked out and gave him a fresh one. And he took the old one and chucked it off stage and said, fetch. So fucking obnoxious. Okay, so
awesome.
So Jeff got 2 points for his troubles there, and we got 2 more rounds and a tiebreaker if needed. Deep sigh out in the audience. Whose top four starts with A Clockwork Orange? Nobody's buzzing in.
Jeff.
What's happening? You're buzzing in this early?
Yeah, I'm going to say Donald Pleasance.
No.
He's not in that movie.
He's not in that movie. Sorry. The second title is Halloween from 2017.
Nobody saw that one.
Wait, this is 2017. There is a Halloween movie that came out this year?
Pardon me, 2007. All
right. Thank God.
Okay, the third title, Easy A. Come on, Josh, you know this.
I know that was my nickname in high school.
All right, fine, Sam.
Easy A.
Who is it, Sam?
Malcolm McDowell.
That is correct.
I'm so glad I didn't chime in, because you know what I was going to say? I thought his name was Roddy McDowell.
Oh, no. Very different actor.
But I think he did something with Herbie Hancock. I think I might have got that wrong. Was Roddy McDowell a person?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
He was in all the Planet of the Apes, most of the Planet of the Apes movies, the first series. Yeah. And he was an actor ever since he was like a young boy. So he's in
and he murdered Herbie Hancock.
I get one more guess, though, on Malcolm McDowell, right?
Yes, you got a chance for a bonus point that you are not going to get.
Oh.
Hate to be a downer, but there's no way you're going to say this. Go.
Star Trek Generations.
Nope.
That's a really good
Apparently,
guess.
Apparently, he's a voice in Bolt.
Yep. You were right.
Yep, I know where your weak spots are.
Yep. That is children's programming, not one of my strong suits.
If children are watching something, he's not there.
I'm out.
He would rather have their undivided attention.
That's right.
Well, he's got to convince him he's Wolverine first. You can't start distracting.
He's got to figure out how to get them all to his condominium in Rhode Island.
That's easy. You can't scar children if they're not paying total attention.
Okay, so Jeff has 1 point, Sam has 2, and our good friend Josh is also here.
I just have the one.
Jeff has 2, Sam has 1.
No, Jeff has 1, I have 1. He lost 1 with his incorrect guess.
No, he got in for correct answer, and then also got another 1 right out of the top 4.
Right, but then...
So that's 2 points.
Doesn't he lose a point by getting 1 wrong when he guessed?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks a lot, Poindexter.
Point Dexter.
Yeah. I went way back for that one.
No, that's right. I forgot to take off a point, so thank you.
You're welcome.
So it's a hot race.
Oof.
It's almost a 3-way tie.
I'm only 1 behind. I mean, it's, that's my other guy.
You're not very far behind at all.
But at the same time,
you have a chance until you hear the last bell.
That's true. Right, here we go.
Okay. The first title is a movie called Circus Boy. The The second movie is called Head.
Wow. I actually know that movie.
Circus Boy and Head. Who was in both of those?
Who was in either of those?
I have some ideas.
Yeah.
And then the third title, Halloween. From 2017. Seven. And finally, this is exciting, Josh. You're going to get to watch a tiebreaker.
You're going to see it up close.
I know.
Can
so
you imagine
upset.
Getting to stay on the field even though you're out of the competition?
It's like that Final Jeopardy. You just got to stand there.
That person who bets the only $100 they have. Yeah, I guess I'll bet $100.
The fourth title of this person's illustrious film career is The Secret Files of Spy Dogs.
Oh.
That's right.
Sam.
There's something called that.
Nope.
All right, Sam. Give it a shot. What do you say?
I heard him say it.
Who do you think it is, Sam? Yep. Don't forget, it's negative 1 point.
Oh, yep. Man.
I can't believe you buzzed in.
That's crazy.
God, what was I thinking? Mike Nesmith.
Now, you didn't really buzz in, though.
No, I did not.
Okay. No.
Jeff buzzed in by saying my name. But Mike
no,
Nesmith,
I know, but now you're proceeding to guess as if you really want to throw a guess out there.
Oh, I was just playing around because I know he's in the movie Head.
Right, because it stars the monkeys.
That's right.
And one of the monkeys, one of his early film roles was as Circus Boy.
Oh.
And then he later went on to appear in those other two movies. Mickey Dolenz.
Oh.
The other monkey.
Another monkey.
I thought this was going to be Roddy McDowall because he played monkeys.
At least you guessed a monkey.
Well,
so that's pretty good.
You guys both guessed monkeys.
Yeah. So
Davy Jones is next. That was a monkeys joke, everybody. But for like,
that was a monkeys reference, everybody.
People, some people.
He's right. That was more of a reference than a joke. Which reminds me, come to my show later tonight.
Come see Josh Wolf. You might have heard of some of this shit.
A lot of references. I'll be throwing a lot of encyclopedia references out tonight.
Some people might have thought you were referring to Undersea Locker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sorry. Wait. On Mickey Dolenz's IMDb, it doesn't have the TV series.
Are you questioning me?
I'm asking, like, can you believe this?
It doesn't have monkeys.
The monkeys,
one of
the TV show is not listed.
Yeah. I don't
That's
know.
That's wild.
Because I guess because it's, you know... The TV shows slip in there, but
yeah.
But he got all movies for some reason. Great movies, too. Escape right. from, I mean, what's it called?
Circus Boy.
Secret Files of Spy Dogs.
Wow.
I prefer Escape from the Spy Dogs. Get away from those fucking spy dogs. All right, Josh, take a breather. don't you dare buzz in. This is the tiebreaker. Deciding between Jeff and Sam. Who's best known for starts with Halloween?
Which year?
The original.
Sam.
Who is it, Sam?
Donald Pleasance.
That is correct. Do you want to guess a few more Donald Pleasances?
Sure. Escape from New York, Fantastic Voyage, and...
Clockwork Orange.
He's definitely not in a Clockwork Orange. That's John Savidant, is that actor's name you're thinking of.
No, it isn't.
It sure is. It sure
yeah,
is.
Jeff isn't thinking of shit.
Yeah.
Jeff figured out that I was pulling, that it was all people who have been in Halloween movies. Yeah. And so that's why he guessed Donald Pleasance.
Yeah.
He didn't know who's in Clockwork Orange.
Oh, okay. And those are my only two actors.
But you know, David Prowse, who's the inside the suit as Darth Vader, he's in Clockwork Orange.
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But that would have been even harder than the monkeys. Or Mickey Dolenz, I should say. But did you say four?
No, I only said three. I said
doesn't matter really. You win.
Escape from
anyway.
New York. All right. Are either of those on there?
Yeah. Escape from New York's on there. The Great Escape.
The Great Escape.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And then Halloween 4: The Return of Michael Myers.
Ah.
They brought him back for that one after the third part where it was all just witches and shit.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Donald Pleasance, I even wrote it down because I love it so much, when he's talking about Michael Myers, as he says, "What was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil." Yeah. He's good.
Nice.
All right, so Evil Eye Sam is our current winner, so he gets to go first in a new game.
Oh my God!
Love it or hate it, you guys are special. You know, you're both going to get tweets from people saying, lighten up a little bit on the show. Have some fun.
I have to tell you, like, I've played that game before, the first one, and I have never, I don't know anything, but I've never known less than I knew today.
Yeah, I mean, because you don't, you just don't pay attention. You don't know who's in Halloween movies. That's a really good jumping off point.
You got Tom Arnold right, buddy.
Yeah, I did. It's
I mean, it wasn't the right answer, but he was in that movie.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's true. Tom Arnold is, in fact, in True Lies. All right. This game is called Where in the World is Doug San Diego? I'm going to name a city that I'm going to be appearing in soon. And the first one of you that names the movie that I wrote down that takes place in that city.
But I thought I got to go first.
You do. I mean,
okay.
In order.
Oh, all
but
right.
First one gets it.
Okay.
But you each get a guess. Unless somebody gets it, then we move on. Just like the... whose tagline is it, game?
So you're going to name a city, and then I have to guess a film that takes place in that city.
Or was filmed there.
Or was filmed there.
In total or partially.
Understood.
Very vague rules.
Yeah. Okay.
These are movies where the characters have heard of this city. and it's just a chance for me to plug some of my stuff
great.
That's coming up.
Sounds great.
I'm doing Doug Loves Movies at the Variety Playhouse in Atlanta, Georgia on October 15th at 4:20. Sam, what movie was shot that I wrote down here partially or entirely in Atlanta?
No, shot there, not takes place there.
Takes place in Atlanta or was filmed in Atlanta?
Gone with the Wind.
Jeff?
Baby Driver.
Yeah, I would have wrote that down, but that's crazy obvious.
Okay.
Filmed in Atlanta, and it's supposed to be Atlanta. Josh?
I think Civil War was filmed in Atlanta. So I'm going to say...
Captain America Civil War?
Yeah, they're filming a lot of Marvel movies there.
A lot of the real Civil War was filmed in Atlanta,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like I should get extra credit for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The movie that I wrote down is Ride Along.
Damn it.
Which we I saw so, and I never knew that it was supposed to be Atlanta.
We were so close.
I think whatever. All right, so you guys get the idea. Sam gets to go again first this time. Gets to go first again. Doug Loves Movies is coming to Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona on Saturday, October 28th, also at 4:20, as part of a podcast festival there, All Things Comedy. You going to be in town for that, Josh?
I am indeed.
Ooh. what movie, Sam, am I thinking of?
National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yep, they drive through there because they see the Grand Canyon, don't they?
They do, but that's also where they have to drop off the dead grandmother.
Spoiler!
You're driving me to Phoenix.
Did you see the new Vacation?
I did. I was cut out of it.
So you just sat there crying the whole time?
No, I knew I was cut out of it.
No,
no, I mean, still, it'd be sad.
No, I was okay.
But you watched it?
Yeah.
Do they have, does the grandma die in that?
No.
Oh.
Not
well, it's not a remake. It's a different movie.
Oh, it's a reimagining?
It's
with the same name and a family going to an amusement park across the country?
But it's Rusty Griswold grown up now.
Right, so it's definitely connected to the first movie. It's the same characters.
It's the same, well, it's the son
same
grown
family.
Up. Yeah, it's his okay. family now.
So, Jeff?
I don't think enough of them died in the new Vacation. Oh, wait. Phoenix? I don't know. Any movies that were filmed in Tombstone? That was filmed in Arizona or whatever. I don't know.
It's a tough one. It's
yeah,
not like
really
a, it's not a hot spot for filming as much as it is for just being hot. Like, why would you want to shoot in 110 degrees?
It's a great question. I have no idea of any movie that was filmed in Phoenix, so I think that there was a documentary where Evel Knievel tried to jump across the Grand Canyon. So I'm going to say whatever the fuck that documentary is.
Grand Canyon of Phoenix.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that's down there near there, though.
I love the very first Evel Knievel movie with George Hamilton is really entertaining. I like it a lot. And as a little kid, they show a scene where young Evel Knievel like coaxed somebody to drive a car over a spot where he knew that it was a sinkhole. Yeah, I don't know if that ever really happened, but it's pretty fucking funny. Funny thing for a little kid to do. But
that's how he got his nickname.
I didn't write down what I think was the most obvious one, which is Psycho takes place in Phoenix.
Oh.
You know, that's where she's from and,
right,
and lives
yeah.
there and works there, and then she goes to the base motel. Yeah. But then also one of my favorite comedies, Used Cars.
Ah, sure.
Takes place there in the Phoenix area, so that's what I wrote down. Sam, you're still in control.
Okay.
See what you can do with this one.
Yep.
I'm doing stand-up in New Orleans. Ooh. At Cafe Istanbul on Sunday, November 5th at 4:20.
That's such a big...
A film that takes place in or was shot in New Orleans.
I'm going to go with the most obvious.
Could be the one.
The Big Easy.
Nope.
All right.
Jeff?
I'm gonna say what you should have wrote down. Jack Reacher, Never Go Back.
It's funny, I saw the first Jack Reacher and then I never went back.
Yeah, yeah. It's a poorly named sequel. Yeah. You can't give the review. You can't give the reviewer a good burn
yeah.
in the title.
I'm going to say...
Wait, we don't know if that's wrong.
It was wrong.
Yet.
It was wrong.
Okay,
it was
wrong. Right.
I think part of it took place there. Interview with a Vampire.
Mm, yeah, I think you're right about that. But the one I wrote down is, you know, maybe the most famously from New Orleans... A Streetcar Named Desire.
Yeah.
One last one. Sam?
Yep.
Dallas, Texas is going to be the first, not the first, but one of the nights, Saturday, December 16th. It's actually a 4:20 show at Hyenas mm-hmm. in Dallas, part of Tate Crazy Nights. 8 Hanukkah shows all featuring everybody's favorite Hanukkah character, Jeff Tate.
Wow.
I do better when it's not in St. Louis.
All right. Doug, I'm going to say Dallas Buyers Club.
No.
Ah!
Jeff?
I'm going to say, I know that this is going to sound so dumb, but if it's right, I'm the best. RoboCop. It was filmed in Dallas.
Yeah, supposed to be Detroit, but filmed in Dallas.
But filmed in Dallas, yeah.
Correct. Did not write it down.
Right.
But Josh?
North Dallas 40.
You could take this whole thing. No, it's not North Dallas 40. It's JFK!
No.
less than fun to have fun with that title. It's the assassinated president movie. Yay!
I thought a lot of that was in New Orleans.
New Orleans, yeah, that's what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was fun. A game that we'll probably never play again. It's a good time, though. And now, to determine our true winner today, we're going to do a little thing called Last Man Stanton. Now, here's how this is going to go, Josh. The first name I get from the audience, Josh and Josh alone, and you guys don't make faces encouraging one way or the other, gets to decide if it's a name he thinks he can be competitive with, and if he doesn't, we'll add a second name. But that could just bring you more trouble, because the second name is, then we're going with both of them.
Got it.
All right. So I had some people reach out to me, including Brandon Daniels. Sounds like he's all the way in the back. So he's good. Yeah, okay, hi. We've got confirmation on Brandon.
Yeah, yeah.
Kurt Russell.
Holy shit, what? Oh, no, really?
Listen, I'm going to say this. I would not judge it on what I can be competitive with, because I don't think I can be competitive with any of them unless the guy is Josh Wolf. So,
and you lost when we did. Oh, no.
I lost when we did Scott Wolf. Yeah, I lost.
Yes.
Yeah. Kurt Russell's fine. Do you want to add a second one?
Do you want a second one?
Yeah, let's add a second one.
Let's add a second one. Where is Mike E.G. Adams? Hey, front row. See how it's done, Brandon? what do you got, Mike?
Simon Pegg.
That is no help to Josh.
What a fucking dick move that was. I mean, I honestly... And this is true. I don't think I could name one movie that Simon Pegg is in.
All right, well, fortunately, you got Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
And you've got one lifeline, of course.
Okay.
And we start with Sam, and then we go to Jeff, and then to Josh. And then I'll play. I'll join in. Although, Kurt Russell, man, that's a super easy one for me.
Yeah.
Sam?
Overboard.
Used cars.
That's fucking sneaky.
Escape from New York.
Oh.
These are some previously mentioned. Escape from New York. I'm going to go the Simon Pegg route and say Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, that was the one.
Yeah. Oh, right. You'll, as I say them, you'll recognize all of them.
Yeah. I find that happens a lot when we do this. When you say names, I'm like, oh, that's right. Yeah, he was in that one.
Yes, of course.
I'll keep...
Sam?
Hot Fuzz.
Yeah.
Hot Fudge?
Hot.
Yes. Yes,
yeah,
Hot Fudge.
It was...
Who was in... Who was in...
Simon Pegg was in Hot Fudge.
Yeah. Hot Fuzz.
Oh,
Hot Fuzz. Hot Fuzz.
But if you had told me he was in a movie called Hot Fudge, I would have believed that too.
I think so, yeah.
You did. We all believe that because we all saw you believe that.
That's exactly what happened, yeah.
Jeff?
Big Trouble in Little China.
Yes.
Jack Burton. Simon Pegg.
Yeah, Big Trouble in Little China. I don't know why I'm abbreviating one syllable. At the end. Well, you got one, Josh?
Yeah, I hope I remember this right.
You could go to your lifeline.
No, I'm not going to go to my lifeline. I know it's either Kurt Russell or Jeff Bridges.
Don't do it.
I always get Kurt Russell, Jeff Bridges, and Mike Douglas all mixed up. But
Mike Douglas?
You know, not Michael, but Mike Douglas. I know him pretty well.
No,
I'm going to say Tombstone.
Yeah, what?
Like, yeah, is that wrong?
No, that's right. Right. Oh, that's okay. Right, yeah.
Even they don't believe, even when I say a right answer, yeah. They're like, that's wrong.
No, there's no way he could be right. What was he in Tombstone? Lead character.
Well, yeah, but seriously. Yeah, but...
He played U.S. Marshal James Tombstone.
Yeah. But you hear how quick they were to be like, that's wrong. Oh, okay, yeah.
That's wrong, probably. You were already saying it before you guessed. That's probably wrong. Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and finish off the Cornetto trilogy by saying The World's End.
Yep.
Almost fucked up as an At World's End.
I know. I was thinking that, too.
Sam?
Let's go Backdraft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hot Choice.
Hot Choice, starring Simon Pegg. You like
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I like that one.
He's in all the hot movies. Hot Zone.
I'm going to go with Breakdown.
Oh, also a Tom Petty song.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lifeline because I think this is right. Is
it? Okay.
And I think this is the name of a movie, and I think you, is it Captain Ron?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh.
Yeah.
I was honestly sitting here thinking Captain Ron when you, right before you said it.
Yeah, I couldn't decide if that was Jeff Bridges, but I think that was, yeah.
Wait, that's the one?
Yeah, that was the one where I couldn't figure it out.
Wow. Okay, so... Let's go back a ways for on Kurt Russell, and let's say The Barefoot Executive.
Wow. That's pretty good, man.
Yeah, and that's not even all the way back for him.
No.
I think he might have been in Circus Boy.
I'll complete something we started a while ago, Escape from L.A.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
Jeff
go.
Tate in Escape from St. Louis.
Look at the arch. It's the gateway to the West. St. Louis is basically like, come to St. Louis, and then you know what? Keep going. Right? Like, there's way more shit if you keep going. Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Yeah. Good one.
Well, I'm going to need a little more. We're going to go to the... Yeah. What's up, man?
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell is indeed in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yeah, Josh got one.
Yeah.
Thanks, you Eclipse guy. I appreciate that
very much. But the dude with the name tag guy, if you really wanted to, you know, help Josh to go on to victory, well, first of all, it's not going to happen. But secondly... You could have said maybe there's a movie that one of those guys was in that has sequels, and that would, like, you know, give him some ideas. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because, you know, Simon Pegg, of course, is in Star Trek.
Huh?
He plays Scotty.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out.
You know...
Yeah, Chris Pine is
Captain Kirk.
I bet
he's really good, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
He's
Sam?
He's also in a movie called Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He sure was.
Jeff?
Furious 7.
Whoa. It's Kurt Russell.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to take a guess here because I think this is him.
Okay.
Or it could be Jeff Bridges.
I mean,
or
it
could be Michael Douglas. But one of them, when they were a kid, was in Flipper.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's not going to help.
Yeah,
he could do all three of those
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah. And none of those three were in Flipper.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were. One of those three was in Flipper. Google it.
Which Flipper? The one
very young,
the one with Elijah Wood?
No, like the 60s, like the early.
Yeah. Well, there was a show called Sea Hunt that starred Lloyd Bridges and Jeff Bridges.
That's the one.
Probably on that.
Flipper. That's the one. Sorry, buddy. By the way, when I pick people's name tags, they must be like, fuck.
God damn it.
Not you, somebody
he
else.
Even, but he intentionally made one that's just for you.
Well, that's his fault.
Who else
not
would
mine?
Pick it? Like, this isn't going to get picked by anybody else.
I bet me and Sam could name more Kurt Russell movies than Josh knows titles of movies in general.
How do I say this name right here?
Paulie?
No.
Yep, no, that was right.
Paulie? Okay. That's something for you guys to look forward to. I'm going to go Star Trek Into Darkness. Sam.
Mission Impossible 3.
Paul.
I'm already out. Don't look at me.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay.
I was just going to see if you go give me some more water.
I was like, who's Paul? What's happening? Yeah, he was in Paul. Star Trek Beyond.
Yeah, what's the name of that one? Oh, The Adventures of Tintin.
Oh. Very nice.
What?
I should have sat on that one. Probably.
Is that?
You don't know about Adventures of Tintin?
I do not.
Co-written by Edgar Wright, directed by Steven Spielberg.
I've heard of those fellas.
Yep.
It's animated, so that's why Sam knew about it.
Can I tell you, Doug, can I tell you the God's honest truth? The only reason I know about that movie. Is I was on an episode of Douglas Movies with Simon when he was on his press tour promoting that film.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Everybody put your hard hats on. The names are dropping.
I literally named the host of this podcast and one of the names of the actors
those
of the
are still
game.
Two fucking names.
Yeah, don't. All don't right. Drag me into it.
Very well.
Very well. That's the best dismissive thing you can say to somebody. Very well. Yep.
Listen. I was on Doug Loves Movies.
That'll do, pig.
It's the same thing.
Jeff?
Star Wars, Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
Yes.
I'm going to give you 4 portions.
4 portions, quarter portion, 40 yeah. portions.
And then when she flies away in the Millennium Falcon, he's like, "Where's my ship? That's 1,000 portions." Josh, are you still in this game?
I am not.
I miss you.
You wanna name a Jeff Bridges movie just for kicks?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
He was in The Big Lebowski.
Yes, he was. Yeah. Good job.
It's funny we don't have more name tag cheating going on, yeah. Where people just hold it up if they have a movie that the person's been in. But I'm going to go with, we were talking about it today, I think, Jeff, for Kurt Russell, Bone Tomahawk.
Bone Tomahawk.
I'll kick it back to something we were on before, The Fate of the Eight. No? No,
wait, what happened?
I think that's wrong.
Is that the wrong title?
What's it called?
He called it, even I know that one, he called it The Fate of the Eight.
What is it, Furious Eight? Is that the one? Fate of the Furious? Oh, I thought it was called Fate of the Eight.
Hey,
Jeff, why are you telling him what the answer is?
Because I feel sorry for him. He's so stupid.
What?
Wow. Wow.
There was no way out of it. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
He could go to his lifeline, but now he doesn't need to. He could just repeat what you just said. Because you just leaned over and told him the correct answer.
Yeah, I was just spitballing before. I'm pretty sure it's called The Fate of the Furious. There. Hey.
There you go.
Well, listen, I'm sorry. I just wanted it to go longer because while I'm up here doing this show, it really feels like the best of times.
I knew that a title was going to be at the end of that sentence. Well, when it comes to this game, and Josh Wolf, now you see him, now you don't.
And to be honest, after that close brush I had there, I'm feeling pretty death proof.
I am so confused right now. People are just clapping after sentences. I'm like, what the fuck is happening right now?
Well, Josh, don't worry about it, man. About 10 minutes, we'll all get sky high. And,
yeah. And as soon as I get sky high, that's when I like to make an executive decision.
Yeah!
Really?
I can't tell you, I have fucking no idea why you all are so happy right now.
Josh.
What the fuck?
Dude, don't worry about it. After the show, we'll tango and cash, it'll be fine.
That one I know.
Yeah, I can't. I don't have it. I can't make it into a sentence, so whatever. Unlawful entry.
You could have, but I'm glad you didn't.
All the ones I came up with involved buttholes. It didn't seem pleasant.
Words, Stargate. Wrap this up, guys.
We do. I have some I want to sit on. Where's my lifeline at?
Lifeline.
John Carpenter's The Thing.
Yes.
Fucking awesome, Paul.
Good one. Jeff?
I can't believe you didn't put... We could have put that into every sentence. It's just called The Thing. The Thing stopped working, so you had to get a new thing up there. Mean Season.
All right. Strongest man in the world.
The computer wore tennis shoes.
Wait, that gets applause, but strongest man in the world doesn't?
St. Louis is
he
weird,
he played the
man.
Same character. He was the same character in both. Dexter Riley.
Oh, man, there's only four of us, but if there was more, we could be the Hateful Eight.
That's the movie I thought you were trying to say earlier.
Oh, no.
Would have been less wrong somehow, though.
Yeah. I don't know that I agree with that. Mine rhymed. It sounds like the kind of thing a studio exec would think they're a fucking genius coming up with. Because it's the eighth movie.
All right, we got to wrap this up, so I'm going to tap. Sam?
Oh, man, I wanted to save this one for later, but I'll just say it now.
Yeah,
Super Dad.
Yeah, Super Dad, yeah. Jeff?
Oh, damn it. Run, Fat Boy, run.
What are you just... Is that your inner monologue?
That's how I get myself out of bed in the morning. Oh, man, now it's the mean season.
Yeah, it is. Stargate. Sam.
Wait, you already said Stargate.
I know. I was just joking. I was just adding it as a joke.
Oh.
Didn't work.
Oh, you were tapping. That's, I see.
I'm out.
I see.
Because we got a... Show's over.
All right.
Show's over. Move along.
I don't know. I know there's literally 1 million that I have not said out loud, but guys, trust me, this game is much tougher when you're up here and you have to go to the bathroom for 45 minutes.
Wow, that's a massive shit you got going on.
Seriously, dude.
It's going to take you that long?
I don't want to derail. I had a big cup of coffee.
I've got to go to the bathroom for 45 minutes.
I made some bad decisions pre-show, Doug.
Yeah. Well, when you're done, tell us about the fate of your eight.
Yeah. No, it'll be the fate of the deuce.
Yeah. That's going to be
I can't remember. There's one with a Oh, anyway. Can't say anything. Are you out, Sam?
Wait, no. Give me 15 seconds.
Okay. 9.
No,
8.
That's not.
15.
That doesn't seem
I'm not
going
to say them in order. 14. 6. 3. 12. 10.
This is very helpful.
2,
thank you.
11. 1. Time up.
Sure. Time out. I don't.
Jeff?
Dark blue.
That's the one I was thinking of. I knew it lit a cop.
How many miles is it to Graceland?
Oh, 3,000.
3,000 miles to Graceland. Jeff Tate is our winner. All right, so the person that Jeff was Jeff was playing for, where are you at? Oh, right there. There's Nate. Come get your stuff, Nate. Well, yeah, your name tag's important, but I meant the prizes. That's all right. Be careful. There you go. Loose bags. Sam, what do you got to plug?
Kevin Pollak's chat show. I'm not on tomorrow because I'm here. But we stream almost live every Sunday. You can find it at youtube.com/Kevin Pollak's chat show. Download us on iTunes, Earwolf. I'm at Sam Levine with 2 M's on Twitter and Instagrams. And there you go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Jeff Tate, what's going on?
October 21st, I'm in Traverse City. Michigan, October 22nd. I'm playing in Chicago at a place called At North. The first weekend in November, I'm in right outside Minneapolis at a place called the Royal Comedy Theater. And November 12th, I'm at Lexington Comedy Off Broadway doing a benefit show for someone who something.
Sounds like a worthy cause.
You're waiting. You're waiting to find out who's done what.
Yeah. Where can I donate to that?
There'll be plenty of tragedy between now and then to pick one.
Should I just give you $100?
Sure.
Will it get there?
It's probably for me. It's probably a benefit show for me.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeff. Josh Wolf, 2 more shows here tonight.
2 shows tonight, and I want to offer anybody who came this afternoon, if you show your ticket to the door, either my 7:30 or my 10 o'clock show, you guys can get in free with your ticket, all right? So it's for you. Anybody who wants to come
bonus
back.
Bonus comedy.
And then my special, I film it, if you're in Boise, October 17th, I got 2 shows, 7 to 10 at the Knitting Factory, come check that out, and I do a podcast with Freddie Prinze Jr. called Prinze and the Wolf, and that's a good time, check it out on iTunes, and that's it, man.
Yeah, we gotta bring him back on here sometime.
Yeah, absolutely, he loved it.
It was fun when he was on.
ComedianJoshWolf.com for tour dates.
Yeah, all right. I'm back in Los Angeles for shows tomorrow night and Monday, and then Kansas City Thursday and Friday. Nice routing. I really got this all figured out. Thank you, St. Louis, for having us back. Thank you to Helium. It's been a gas. One more time for Josh Wolf, Jeff Tate, Sam, the ma'am. And as always, sometimes Paulie's kids are a shithead. I hate when these get too political. This next one's really harsh. Folks who don't share the sidewalk are a shithead. Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you. Thank you. Thanks, you guys.
world, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his